This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Crown Financial Ministries, Denise, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It is week three as we look at financial control. I can't speak probably. Financial control, using debt wisely. Is there such a thing? How on earth does that work?
Remembering that debt actually does presume upon the future. Presume that nothing's going to change in the future. It presumes that you're still going to have a job next week, that the economic conditions aren't going to change. So bearing that in mind, that we need to be very wise about how we use debt, and that it doesn't actually put a strain on the family budget. What I've found in my years of financial planning and advising clients is that if the household mortgage is the only debt that they've got, and I'm not talking about a revolving line of credit where you're adding things on and increasing the debt, then they'll manage quite well. It's usually the consumer debt where we're talking about credit cards, perhaps higher purchase agreements, perhaps a car loan, that will put strain on the family budget. But if it's just a mortgage by itself, then they'll usually manage fine.
Well, sometimes though, there's consumer debt, but sometimes you'll just need to have that consumer debt. You're going to need to do that. I mean, I sort of feel bad about that now. If I'm going to get a personal loan for something, I'm feeling bad. I mean, that's okay. I'm wanting you to say to me, that's okay. You can have consumer debt.
You're telling yourself it's okay, man.
I mean, there'll be times when you need it, but is the difference just simply being aware of it and in control of it and keeping up those payments as opposed to, oops, all of a sudden I've got a 20 grand debt or something? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, look, I'm not living in your household, but yeah. What you've got to remember is that is it going to put a strain on the family by having that extra debt? And does it mean that I'm constantly thinking about and worrying about money? And am I going to have to take it out of things that are essential in order to actually repay this debt? Or could have we got perhaps a cheaper car? Could we have got a second-hand one? Ask around friends and family. Sell whatever you can that is not needed in order to actually release some of that debt. You know, look around in your garage and things like that. And it doesn't matter if, you know, at the moment it would probably be hard to get full price for a lot of things because of the way the economy is. And I know with our son, and he did is he got this lovely V8 car, wow. But it needed a new motor, and then ended up with a bit of debt. And he had a drum kit that he said, and he had some wheels and some other things, and he just sold it. And yes, some of them were, he didn't get as much as he wanted for them. However, the overriding priority for him was actually to reduce the debt. So do whatever you can to reduce the debt. Sell, what you're not using. Have a look around, the family home, and think, okay, we've got extra things in the garage that we're not using, like that kayak that's sitting under our house for 2 years that we haven't used.
So I mean, debt, no doubt about it, is a very bad thing. But if for whatever reason you think you have to go there, which avoid it at all costs, you're saying because the future is so uncertain, you want to make sure that you've got a healthy, buffer there. It's not like you're saying no strain. You're going to be able to pay that off without putting too much pain in the family unit.
Another wise thing to do, and this is what my husband's he's self-employed, he's a builder, is that we have 3 months living expenses put away and we don't touch that. And that's actually, for an emergency, in case these unforeseen circumstances, would happen. And if I can encourage, the listeners to do that, to have 3 months living expenses put away, and that way if anything does happen, then you can actually meet those repayments and things like that as well. And that will give you that peace as well.
Good advice. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.